This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Stephen Breyer, one of three liberal justices on the U.S. Supreme Court, plans to retire, media reported Wednesday. That paves the way for President Joe Biden to name a replacement on the nation's highest court. The 83-year-old plans to step down at the end of the current term, which ends in June, NBC and CNN television networks reported. The Supreme Court currently has six conservatives and three liberals. Mr. Biden has pledged to nominate a black woman to the court in the event of a vacancy. Russia has said Wednesday that it had received Washington's response to Moscow's security demands from U.S. Ambassador John Sullivan. No further details were provided. NATO will hand over its written response to Russia's demands for new security guarantees to Moscow's ambassador in Belgium Wednesday, diplomats told AFP. NATO's officials could not confirm the delivery had yet taken place, but the alliance's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg was due to give a news conference. Ukraine's foreign minister said Wednesday, while the number of Russian troops amassed along Ukraine's border poses a threat, it is insufficient for a full-scale attack. However, speaking at an online news conference in Kiev, Dmitry Kuleba warned that it does not mean that Russia will not be able to build its forces up to sufficient level within a certain period of time.
What we currently see is a scenario of destabilization of Ukraine. And that scenario is certainly imminent. It's already taking place by spreading panic, by putting pressure on the Ukrainian financial system, by conducting cyber attacks against Ukraine.
This is VOA News. Top officials from Ukraine and Russia met in Paris Wednesday for talks to defuse tensions on their border, a meeting seen as a positive step by France. This despite fresh warnings from the U.S. that Moscow was preparing military action. Germany is supplying 5,000 military helmets to Ukraine, a defense ministry spokesperson said Wednesday. He said he couldn't talk about the timeline yet. Meanwhile, the Czech defense ministry said Wednesday it would donate 4,000 artillery shells to Ukraine in the next few days as the country faces the threat of invasion by neighboring Russia. Russian authorities have added imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny and some of his top allies to the registry of terrorists and extremists, the latest move in a multi-pronged crackdown on opposition supporters, independent media, and human rights activists. The move comes just over a year after Navalny's arrest, which triggered a wave of the biggest mass protests across the country in years. Leaders of the Economic Community of West African States will hold an extraordinary summit on the situation in Burkina Faso and Mali on Friday, January 28th, Ivory Coast's information minister said after a cabinet meeting Wednesday. Ethiopia's cabinet Wednesday approved the lifting of a six-month state of emergency ahead of its expiration in light of changing security conditions in the country, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's office said in a statement. The statement read, quote, "Now we have reached a stage where threats can be neutralized through regular law enforcement mechanisms," end quote. The cabinet's decision was sent to Parliament for its approval. An incursion of Taiwan's air defense zone by China's Air Force is not conducive to peace and stability in the region, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday. He told Parliament what's needed, quote, is a peace treaty and constructive dialogues by people on both sides of the Taiwan Strait, end quote. Taiwan, which China claims as its own territory, has complained for more than a year of repeated missions by China's Air Force. It reported the largest incursions since October on Sunday. Sweden will extend its current pandemic measures by another 2 weeks, the Minister for Health said on Wednesday, as the Omicron variant is spreading at a record speed. The country's health minister told a news conference, quote, "If everything goes as planned and if the situation allows, the restrictions will be lifted after that," end quote. The curb means bars and restaurants have to close at 2,300 hours, and there is a cap of 500 people inside larger indoor venues. Sweden stood out early in the pandemic by opting against lockdowns, instead relying on voluntary measures focused on social distancing and good hygiene. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.